This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. John Kasich is still on the campaign trail, but many experts say his presidential bid is in some trouble. Joining me this morning to talk about it, WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So why is Governor Kasich's campaign struggling?
He may be struggling. I don't know. You go back to the last televised debate. He didn't get a whole lot of airtime, didn't get a lot of exposure. Now he's starting to be outspent by some of the other candidates in New Hampshire, which is where he is really concentrated the bulk of his time and is trying to win. The polling lately has been very bad for him. NBC, Wall Street Journal, Marist poll a couple months ago had him in second place with like 12% support behind Donald Trump. A week ago, another NBC, Wall Street Journal poll came out and it had his support was cut in half. And he was down to like seventh place in New Hampshire. That is not good.
So why are these polls so bad?
Well, it's not just in New Hampshire. I mean, there was one in Ohio that Quinnipiac did last week that showed that he was running third in his own home state behind Trump and behind Carson. And, you know, even though he has like a 62% job approval rating. I think, you know, what's happening is that some of his natural votes are being siphoned off by candidates like Carly Fiorina and possibly even Ben Carson. It may be just a temporary glitch. That happens in campaigns. You know, you have these ups and downs and ups and downs. But right now, in terms of the polling, he's in a down mode.
So has he done anything that might have hurt his standing recently?
Well, he's had a couple of things that caught people's attention that, you know, he has this reputation for making what he thinks are jokes and people don't take them as jokes. He was in New Hampshire talking to voters about Social Security. And he asked a group of them, said, raise your hand if you would be willing to accept a cut in your Social Security. And he was talking, you know, directly to people who are pretty far away from collecting Social Security. And one person said no. And his response to that person was, well, get over it. And that didn't go over very well. And then he was down in Virginia at a town hall type meeting, and an 18-year-old young woman, a voter, got up to ask him a question. And he was kind of dismissive of her and said, no, I don't have any Taylor Swift tickets for you. And she was very upset. And she wrote a piece that went viral on the internet, just talking about how condescending he was and how, you know, if he wants to become president, he's going to have to talk to all voters, young, old, and in between.
Now, do you think he can get his race or get his campaign back on track?
Yeah, he can get his campaign back on track. I mean, he has to do well in New Hampshire. He has spent an enormous amount of time and money there. He has said himself that if he does not do well in New Hampshire, then he'll probably be out of it. But if he can break through somehow and finish, not necessarily win, but you know, come in a strong second like Bill Clinton did in New Hampshire in 1992, he could get the momentum to keep going through the Southern primaries, through the Iowa caucuses, and back to Ohio, where he should win a primary very easily. And by that time, I think, you know, the Trump thing will probably be over. I think Ben Carson's support will probably have dissipated. So, you know, he's got a shot, but, you know, it's not easy, and he is in trouble.
Now, tomorrow night is the first nationally televised debate among the Democratic candidates for presidents. And just a quick wrap-up here, what should we look for?
Well, I think look for, everybody's Hillary Clinton has really never had to answer many direct questions from the media, or certainly not from her Democratic opponents. And it'll be interesting to see how she reacts to some of that. and, you know, whether or not she keeps her cool and acts, you know, in a presidential way. And, you know, there's a lot of polls that have said that, you know, people don't have confidence in her, in her honesty and trustworthiness. And she's got to do very well.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time.